you might not, so I just want to say that. I'm Pastor Phil. I'll be your primary speaker this morning, but more than anything, I want you to hear from God. Okay, he can use the words I say, but he can speak right into your heart and mind as well. So we all just need to be kind of tuned in to what he's saying, right? If you're new with us, I want to welcome you here. I hope you feel right at home. Glad to see you here. Welcome, everybody. It's a great place to be on a Sunday morning. And can I, what's the word I want to say? Can I get after you just a little bit? Is that okay? Are you sure it's okay? Okay. Okay. Could we put a little more into it when we worship, please? During the songs? Okay. Right, we're not going to do that right now, but just, okay? I just noticed that, you know, we're singing some upbeat songs, and if you were at a concert, you'd be clapping along, and I didn't really see anybody clapping out here today. Just an observation. Okay. Are we still friends? Okay. All right. Well, did you have a good holiday season? Get together with family? Share some gifts? Yeah, share some other stuff too. Like the crud. Yeah, I got that. Thanks to my relatives for bringing it with them. Then I was sick for a few days this past week. Thank the Lord, I'm feeling much better. Thank you for your prayers for that. And it wasn't long-lived, really, in the grand scheme of things. It wasn't that bad, but I don't like it anyway. So, Happy New Year. And how about a new you? Oh, by the way, this is the first Sunday of the month, so there's no kids' church. We do that once a month, keep the kids in, let them have the experience of the whole church service. But we're going to talk about being made new today. I think it's appropriate for a new year, and I think most people are kind of in that mindset of it's a new season, it's a new time, and so how can we freshen things up a little bit? And let's talk about being new today. In fact, I wrote a song a few years back, and I just wanted to share some of the lyrics to it. It's called The New You. And it says, when you come to Christ and put your faith in him, he cleans you up and makes you whole again. The Lord himself lives within your heart. The old is gone. You've got a fresh new start. It's a brand new you. You're not the same as you used to be. In the fight with sin, you have the victory. God works from within and his love shines through, all because you've been saved and made over anew. We can be made new. And I think most of us understand when we first come to Christ, there is a newness that happens. There's a change that happens, a fresh thing. But can we still be made new? And perhaps you haven't felt this newness for quite some time. Have you ever had times when you go to church and during worship time, you don't feel anything? Maybe some of you were that way today. You know that you should be feeling joy and happiness, but you don't. It's like the joy comes in and it just goes right back out. You don't retain it. You leave church feeling just as bad, maybe even worse, than how you felt when you first got there. Anybody ever feel that way? It's okay. Okay? Since I think it's a realistic thing that happens sometimes. And it really has nothing to do with the preaching or the church or the songs that we sing or the atmosphere. It's really about something in your spirit that's just kind of dried up. And the problem is sometimes we go to church and we expect the church to fix the problem. But sometimes that just can't be done because really it's only a problem that God can fix as you surrender to him. So let me ask you this. Do you want to be refreshed in 2018? Okay, a handful of us would like that. I want you to know you don't have to be stuck in the same old rut. You can be made new. And this year, you're going to have to change in order to be the person God wants you to be. Yeah. So are you ready to make some changes? All right. last week, we had our testimony Sunday. We had a variety of people share. It was kind of the few, the bold, the strong, you know. But we had a number of people share some good testimonies of how God had worked in their lives this last year. And last week, Roger and Betty's son was here with his family. Rod Reynoldson was here. And he came up and gave us a word about wineskins that I thought was very appropriate for our church. And I want to continue on that thought today. So in Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 and 17, it speaks about wineskins. And Jesus is actually the one doing the talking. And he says, no one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. That's our scripture. You see, God's works of grace are always new and fresh. And I believe he has some new wine that he wants to pour into the church today. And we've got to be willing to make the changes and then stretch with the new wine of his presence. Let's talk about these wineskins just a little bit. Here, this is completely profound. Are you ready? The purpose of a wineskin is to hold wine. I know, you're in awe of the profundity. Is that a word? Profundity? I think it's a word. Wineskins are made to hold wine. Okay? Now, actually, when we think of a wineskin here in America, we probably think of those little leather flasks that hikers might take with them or that you see in Westerns. But in biblical times, it was actually a goat skin. And it still even looked kind of like a goat. They tied up the legs, you know, and then the neck was kind of where the wine would pour out. Okay, that's the picture. I don't want to get too graphic about it, but that's what it was. And it was made to hold wine. Wineskin sitting empty is pointless. They're made to hold wine. When they're empty, they're not fulfilling the purpose for which they were made. Okay, now we're getting down to home. God intends for his people to be vessels of the wine of the Holy Spirit. We were created to be full of the Holy Spirit. We are to be indwelled by the Spirit and under the influence of the Spirit. And when we are not filled with the Spirit, then we are not fulfilling our purpose. Ephesians 5:18 says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And in the original language there where it says be filled with the Spirit, it's the idea of keep on being filled with the Spirit. It's not just a once and you're full, but you keep on filling up on the Holy Spirit. Now, a lot of good church people go through life thinking that they have to try to love God and keep his rules. You know, they're sincere, they try hard, but eventually become disappointed with their failures. Can I get a witness? Okay? They don't have much joy, just an occasional warm, fuzzy feelings, all they ever get. They're like that empty wineskin. They drag around the empty skin of traditions and religion without the Holy Spirit living inside. What they have is nominal Christianity, just enough religion to make them miserable, mad, and mean. You ever know anybody like that? Got just enough religion to be mean? Okay, they try hard to be good church members, even good moral people, but they've not discovered the power of God's new wine. Somehow they've missed the point. Here it is. You cannot remain static. You can't stay where you are. Yesterday's experience will not do for today. Your faith must be current. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, God himself is speaking, and he says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And some of us have been feeling like we're walking in the desert and the wasteland. And we need that stream to be flowing in us. And God wants that stream to be flowing in us. He wants to do a new thing in us. If you're going to be ready for the new thing that God is doing, you have to stop trying to fit the newness of God into the old wineskin. And guess what? 10 years from now, you're going to have to do it all again. Maybe sooner. God wants to do something new and fresh. And Jesus also said here, you don't sew an unshrunk patch onto an old garment because it's going to pull away. You cannot just patch up your old experience and try to make it work. Many here have had experiences with God and the Holy Spirit at one time or another, perhaps multiple times, but you cannot just hang on to that. I mean, they're great memories, and they kind of spur us on as we reflect back on what God did in years gone past, but we need a fresh experience with God today. You have to have a whole new experience for a whole new day. You have to continue to grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ. The purpose of wineskins is to hold wine. We need to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. And then the point of having a wineskin is to pour out. Okay? Wineskins were really made for pouring. Now, this is not all that profound either, but wine was never stored for long periods of time in the wineskins because the skin would eventually give the wine an unpleasant flavor. The wineskin, rather, was used as a container for the time it would take to ferment the drink, and then it was poured out for consumption. The skin was not used for preserving wine, but for pouring wine. Here's the application. Our hearts were never meant to be a simple storage receptacle for the Holy Spirit. They were meant to be filled with the Spirit so that the Spirit could be poured out into the world. Jesus said it this way in John chapter 7. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him, and by this he meant the Spirit. So he wants to fill us so that it can flow out of us to others. Now John Updike, in his novel A Month of Sundays, has a character that reflects on his experience as a young person in church, and he says this, churches displayed for me the relation to God that billboards did to Coca-Cola. They promoted thirst, but did nothing to quench it. Sometimes that has been true of us. We have asked people to be thirsty for God, but we have failed to quench their thirst. Sometimes that has been true. Through fear or selfishness or protectiveness, we've kept the wine of the Holy Spirit to ourselves. And a thirsty world is waiting for us to pull the cork and begin pouring out something for them to drink. We have the wine of the Spirit that will quench the thirst of the world. So we need to be wineskins for the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit and pouring out the Holy Spirit. But what if we feel like the old, dried up wineskin? Is there any hope? Can we be made new and useful again? Yes, there is a process for wineskins to be made new. In fact, when you look at the phrase where it says new wine, the Greek word actually means something that is brand new, or it's brand new in time. This is the first time ever. So God wants to pour out new wine, brand spanking new. However, when you look at the Greek word for new wineskins, it's referring to something that has a new nature or something that has been renewed. So he uses two different words. You don't pour new wine into new wineskins. He's saying you don't pour brand new stuff. But he says you pour brand new stuff into renewed wineskins, is what he says. You don't put brand new stuff into old stuff. You with me? So it doesn't have to be a brand new wineskin. It can be a renewed wineskin that gets brand new wine. You following me? Okay. Now it's absolutely necessary for us to go through this process of restoration. Because guess what? We don't all stay new forever. We get old and creaky. Okay? We need to become a new container suitable for the Master's use. And then when the new wine, which I believe is his presence, his purpose, and his power, when he pours his new wine into us, we'll have the capacity to expand and to hold the new things that God wants to reveal. Because you see, here's what happens. In the fermentation process, that skin swells up. It has to stretch to accommodate the fermentation. And if it's old and dried up, guess what's going to happen? It's just going to blow up. So we need to be made new so that we can expand into what God has for us. We'll be better equipped to do what he has enabled and empowered us to do. We need to be made new. So how do we become new wineskins? Let's start by looking at the physical process of renewing an actual wineskin. And Rod touched on this a little bit last week as he shared with us. Once a wineskin has been completely emptied of all the old wine, it will start to become dry, hard, and brittle. It's just the way things work. So the wineskin needs to be submerged in water for a period of time. And then it has oil poured onto it, and the oil is massaged into the leather to renew it and make it pliable again. And I believe that God follows a similar process when renewing our wineskins. Once all of the wine of the last season has been poured out, we enter into a season of transition. You know, have you ever had those times where God has just been so powerful in your life and you see great things happening and you're walking with God, but then things change? And all of a sudden it doesn't feel the same anymore. Can I get a witness? Okay. Transition is happening. That's what's going on. And we are entering the process of renewal. And the first thing to do in a transition is simply accept that God wants to bring change. Okay? He made me into this wineskin. He filled me with his wine of the Holy Spirit. He poured it out, and now I'm feeling dry. Well, God wants to renew you. Accept that God wants to change you and bring renewal to you. Revelation 21:5, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Clear back in Ezekiel chapter 36, God is speaking, and he says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. God wants to make us new again. He doesn't want us to become dry and cracked and creaky and grumpy. He wants to renew us. So once we accept that God wants to bring change and renewal, then we need to be submerged in the water of the Word. We need to really soak ourselves afresh in the Word of God. Ephesians 5:26 speaks of cleansing by the washing with water through the word. God's word is the living water that washes us and cleanses us and begins the process of making us new. So this includes simply reading the word. You have a Bible or a Bible app? Read it. But it also includes being with the Word, who is Jesus. That's a very important part of the process, and too often we miss or confuse this step. Instead of simply immersing ourselves in Jesus and the Word, we want to work out what's happening, try to figure out what the future of what God's doing. We try to figure it all out. Guilty. But we need the time and the process of simply soaking in the water of the Word. The aim is not to figure out the whole process. The aim is to get a fresh revelation of Jesus in your spirit. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, here's what it says. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Now let me put that in a little more modern vernacular. Change, transformation comes as we focus on Jesus. When we are beholding His glory, that's what changes us. It's when we're looking at Him that we're transformed into the same image from glory to glory. We become more like Jesus simply by being around Him. You ever picked up habits from people you hang around with? You know, there's one here in the church that I've noticed over the years. I'm not sure I've ever pointed it out. Some of you ladies, you're talking, and then pretty soon you're talking up here. Right? You know what I'm talking about, some of you? What? Some of, yeah, you do. I'm pointing at a few of you that I know do it. Because you hang around each other, and so you start talking the same. Yeah. And it gets worse. You know what else happens? Married couples start looking alike. Yeah. I'm sorry, Naomi. But it happens because you start picking up each other's mannerisms and you make faces back and forth at each other, and pretty soon you start looking alike. Happens in the natural, also happens in the supernatural. When you spend time with Jesus, focusing on Jesus, you will become more like Jesus. The aim here is to load up your spirit with fresh word and deeper intimacy. So get washed in the word, submerge yourself in the word, and God is beginning a renewal process. Then in due time, God will begin to pour the oil over you. And this is the oil of the Holy Spirit. A fresh anointing will be released for you. Acts 10:38 says that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power. When we speak of anointing, it's clearly it relates to oil, but it's usually referring to the Holy Spirit. There will be a new awareness of His presence, fresh revelation, and understanding of what He's doing in you and through you. And soon after He pours out this oil, then He begins to massage the oil in. And as He does this, He gently, and sometimes not so gently, begins to stretch you into a new shape. You see, those old wineskins, once they're emptied, if they just lay there for a while, they get stiff and they take on whatever shape they're laying. If they're laying on a rock, then they start looking like a rock. And so God needs to get us back to a pliable position so He can transform us back into the shape of a wineskin. And guess what? If you're that wineskin and you've been feeling like a rock for a long time and God wants to bend you back to where you're supposed to be, sometimes that hurts a little bit. Ever been to the chiropractor because something's out of joint? You know you need to get fixed, but it's not always pleasant in the process. same thing with God. He is working us to stretch us back into a new shape, and he begins to speak to you and challenge you in your thinking. He challenges you to step out and do some of the things that you've been reading about in his word. He challenges you to do something new. The process you have been in has been about getting you to this new place. It's now that you are in a position to be able to reform into a new wineskin. Made new all over again. So what's the process? It's really quite simple. Submerge yourself in the Word of God. In the water of the Word. Refresh yourself. Just open up your Bible. Some of you might have to dust it off first. Open it up. Read it. Start reading. And you don't have to find the perfect verse to read. Just begin to read. And then the next thing to do is the oil. Now, don't physically start rubbing oil all over your body. Especially in public, because, you know, nobody wants to see that. Okay? We're talking about the Holy Spirit. How do you get filled up with the Holy Spirit? Worship and prayer. That's how. Back to Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 18, it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery," some versions say, "which will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Spirit," and then it goes on, it says, "singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks to God for everything in the name of the Father and the Son." And you know, I'm elaborating now, but the idea is you keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit as you sing songs and worship and give thanks to God. That's how you get filled with the Spirit. That's how you keep on being filled. So just worship and start praying. You don't have to come up with the perfect words to what to say. Just start asking God to anoint you with the Spirit and make you flexible and useful again. Some of us might just have to come to terms with it and say, you know what? I've been stuck in a rut for a long time, and I am stiff as a board. I need God to help me to loosen up, become flexible and pliable again. And this whole process, you probably have to do several times every day. If you do it only once, it won't last, because we are physically and spiritually under fire all the time, aren't we? So we need to submerge ourselves in the Word of God, cover ourselves in prayer and worship, and be thankful. It works. Just try it. And what I love about it is God's plan really isn't that complicated. Read the Word, worship, pray. Oh, and the heavens opened and I had a new revelation from God. It's not that complicated. Now, it's not necessarily easy, because you have to adjust your routine to make time for the Word and prayer. So I'm not saying it's necessarily easy, but it's not complicated at all. Simple. Read the Word. Worship. Pray. And I like to add on, be thankful. I think that's actually part of the worship and prayer, but let's be a little more specific with be thankful. That alone changes your attitude on so many things. It does. When you're just constantly complaining about everything, you're not pleasant to be around. Can I just be so bold to say that? But when you're grateful, that's refreshing. year, and it can be a new you. God is the God of second chances. He's the God of new beginnings. He's the God of renewal, and he's the God who makes all things new. He does. Zig Ziglar gave credit to Carl Bard when he said these words, "Though no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending." Okay? We will never be that total, that brand new wineskin. That was only once. Okay? But we can be renewed over and over and over again and be just like new. That is available for us. So for 2018, let's become new wineskins for God. Let's get washed in the Word and anointed by the Holy Spirit so that we can be filled up and poured out for God's presence and purposes. Do you want to be a new person? Do you want something new from God? I think most everybody would say, yeah, I want that fresh experience with God. Don't we? I do. I want a fresh experience with God. You know, I was thinking about this as Rod shared that word last week about sometimes we feel like the old dried up wineskins, and I thought, yeah, I've been pastoring here in Boone for quite a while now. I remember when it was brand new, but that was a while ago. 17 years ago, I took the helm. Almost 18 now. I need to stay fresh. I can get dried and creaky and grumpy. I can. Your pastor can. Been there, done that. I need to be made new and refreshed. I want a new experience with God. How about you? Then we need to allow the process of renewal to happen in us. God may want to make some changes and stretch us. Are you ready for that? Will you go along with that? Maybe is a better way to say it. Some of you are saying, oh, I'm not sure I'm ready for that. But if God is working and he's wanting to renew, we need to simply say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, if you want to stretch me, stretch me. But Lord, make me new. Renew me. Refresh me. Because I want to be filled with the wine of your Holy Spirit and your presence and power. I don't want to be a dried up, old, stinky, cracky wineskin. Yeah. I want to be fresh. How about you? All right. Here's how we're going to end today. I've got a song that's on the video we're going to sing along with. It kind of speaks to this idea of being revived and renewed. And then after that, I'd encourage everybody just to find a place and let's spend some time praying today that God would renew us. I'm not going to have an official dismissal and say goodbye to you, okay? After the song, let's just begin praying, and when you feel it's time to go, you go. Does everybody understand? So you don't have to wait for me to say goodbye. You figure that out on your own. I trust you. Okay? If you will, please stand and let's sing along with this song, Revive Us Today.